Hello.
Right.
And welcome back.
Welcome to Ep 2 of Gabfest.
Boom, boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom.
We're still working on the jingle.
Yeah. The last one was a hit, though. I did really like the last one.
Yes.
I'm not going to do it again.
No, I had I had some cringy comments from my family. They,
oh, no.
They were like,
let's change that.
You can do better than that.
Oh, goodness gracious. All right. Okay. We'll think of Parker fam. We will think of some new stuff.
All right. We thought we would start our sort of episodes with a weekly scoop and poop. So you can do either.
Mm-hmm.
The scoop is, you know, like what's hot, what's something that, you mm-hmm. know, you want to celebrate or went well for you in your week or, you know, was just a positive. And then poop, well, I think that's a given.
Self-explanatory there.
Something not so hot, you know. Mm-hmm. Do you want to start?
Yes. Mine is a scoop and it's actually sitting right in front of me. So if you
stop.
Stop it. So if you heard our episode last week, you'll know that Alex is actually – she's actually a bread maker. She's a baker. She's a baker. She's a bread maker. She brought me some focaccia to the gym this morning and – it is delish. Like, can you
even
look
with
at
a bite
this?
In it?
Even yeah, there's a few bites. It was bigger this morning, but there's a few bites missing from it.
I will say,
delish.
It is best when it's like fresh out the oven, because like the top is like tough and crunchy, and then the inside is just fluffy, and then you dip it in like oil and balsamic.
Well, I'm eating it right now. And it's delicious. I ate some right before I went to the shops and it's so good and garlicky that I was like, if I run into someone at the shops, they're going to be like, poof, your breast stinks.
I know. I did put chunks of garlic in her, so.
I love it. Good. I am a garlic girly. Like if a recipe says 2 cloves of garlic, know that I'm going to put 7. I'm a big
she
garlic
doubles.
Girly. Yeah, she doubles. She does not mess around with the garlic clips. Oh.
I'm flushed because you did my your cooking scoop. As your scoop. I was not expecting that at
yeah,
all.
Well, that's why I put it here. I thought when I said I need to get a plate for the focaccia, you'd figure.
I just thought that you, because you just wanted to do like a live like taste
no,
test.
It's fab. This is, I am starting the petition for Alex to start her focaccia store.
Oh, I'll go part-time. I'll do that. I'll become a baker.
Yeah. Her new occupation is part-time OT and part-time focaccia extraordinaire.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, lovely. I'd so do that. I would do that. Oh, thanks.
You're welcome. Actually, you and Emmett could have a lot to talk about because he makes focaccia. My roommate makes focaccia.
Battle of the focaccias.
Mm-hmm.
What's your poop?
Poop.
Do you have a poop?
I just had a really busy week. That's probably my poop.
Mm-hmm.
Like too busy. You know when you like have one of those weeks where you don't have time to do anything for yourself?
Yeah.
And you just literally come home and are like, that's a poop. That's an out for me. I don't love weeks like that.
Yeah. And then you wake up and it's, you're just thinking about, okay, and now I have to do this, mm-hmm. do that. Yep. No, there's no time in between where you can just sit and have some rest.
Yeah, absolutely. So much so that I actually went to the doctor on Friday, just get some scripts and stuff filled. Mm. And I told her, oh, I'm feeling really flat and tired. And she was like, let's just do like a full blood workup, like just in case. Like that's how tired I've been this week. So it's a big out. Mm-hmm. It's a big poop.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big no from me.
Bye-bye poop.
Bye-bye poop. Mm-hmm. All right. What's your scoop and poop?
I'll start with my poop was I washed my car last weekend. Ironic that this is my poop, but washed it, did a really epic job. And I walked out yesterday morning to see not one, not two, 3 SHITs. Like one smack bang on the bonnet, one on the windscreen, and then one on the back. And the worst part was when I chucked the windscreen wipers on to try and like get it off, then she drags like all over. Isn't that the worst
though?
That's
so bad.
So I ended up, actually, I think one of them's still on my bonnet, but I ended up like getting a wet one and wiping it and scrubbing it off myself. So
with your bare hands, that is commitment.
Well,
we had the wet
wipe.
Obviously,
hand,
you're not.
But yeah, So that's my poop. And you know what? If that's the worst thing that's happened in my week, I'm doing pretty well.
We're doing good.
My scoops, I have two. Is that okay?
Yeah, of course.
Because no one, here. I had a 3-day week because I had a wedding on Thursday down south. So that was really nice. And my other scoop, okay. So if you like rosé wine, which I do, mm-hmm. newfound, mm-hmm. I was introduced to Haps, which is like a fuchsia rosé. Have you? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I said like. So you I don't.
So good.
We got some feedback about how often we say and like.
From
and,
a few of our loved ones.
So we're taking that on board and being more mindful about not saying that as much. So apologies.
If it comes out this episode, sorry, mum.
Is it Justine?
Yeah.
Justine. Sorry, Justine.
And she called me and she said, I've got a bit of constructive criticism.
So we're working on that, but we take on board all feedback. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the Haps Fuchsia Rosé was introduced to me, and ever since I've had that, there has been no other rosé that I've tried that has compared to it. So I've been on the hunt because of that, trying heaps of different ones, like when I go to Dan Murphy's and BWS and things like that. I finally, last night, cracked open one that Mama P shouted me. Because she drank my other bottle of Haps.
No.
I left it in the fridge. I had been down south somewhere and came back and opened the fridge and my bottle was not in there. Asked my family, who's the culprit? Mum goes, oh, it was me and Nan. They finished it.
Love that. Split a bottle of wine.
Coming back to my story. Mm-hmm. Last night I found one. It's a Mandoon Estate Rosé. I don't know what the name or the label, like blend is, but it is a rosé and it just says Mandoon Estate. I found that. I think it was about like $18, $19 for a bottle. So that's about the same as what the Haps is, but that was pretty on par. Only thing it didn't have was bubbles and like a tad less sweet, but so enjoyable that I was like...
You got a new fave.
I got a new fave.
That is.
Yeah, that's my other scoop.
That's a scoop. Yeah, I was trying to remember the word.
Let us know.
Go to Dan's. Say, Alex sent me.
Yeah.
I'm here to get this special bottle of rosé. From Dan's?
No, it was from the Liquorland near Coles, South Perth.
Mm-hmm.
Because we pulled up outside and... This happened when I said to Mum, well, you owe me a bottle.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, I'll buy you one. I'll replace it. And I'm sitting in the car looking in from the window and said, oh, I think the Haps one's there. Yep, it's in the fridge there. She walked in and couldn't find it. So I went in and we ended up just picking the one we thought was the Haps.
Mm. And it was this one.
And it was the Mandoon Estate. Happy accident. And yeah. So...
Look at that. Good. Tried something new and it worked out.
Big old scoop.
Big old scoop.
Love that.
My rosé.
Yep. Me and my rosé.
Oh my gosh.
Happy girl.
Happy girl. So the episode today, we are talking about, how would you describe it? Trends?
Trends that you've grown up with.
And subjects from, you've grown up with from the 2000s, 2010s.
Whether it be... fashion trends, TV shows, games, toys, lingo. That's the word, right?
Yeah. Like jargon.
Mm-hmm. Just from your childhood, teen years, just a big old...
Yeah.
I was going to say back to the future, but back to the...
Throwback.
There you go.
Blast throwback.
Because
when Alex and I started talking about this, we were like... spitballing ideas. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There are so many. It was such a funny era. It was such a funny point in time.
It's so enjoyable thinking about your childhood.
I love it.
Because, it takes you back to that moment and you remember how important that memory was or that headband.
Yeah, we got a few coming up, and we posted a story yesterday, just asking like what trends do you want us to talk about?
Yeah, so yeah. We've got a couple we can fire off, and I think some others came to my mind.
Absolutely,
as well.
I think we had a bit of a list going in the shared note.
So a common one from the responses were jellies.
Jellies.
Did you have jellies?
I did have jellies. It was a dark time in fashion. And it was like, remember when you used to go to like Factory? Was that a thing up here?
Yeah.
Because one of the only stores we had in Busselton was Factory. Like if you wanted to get clothes, it was like Factory or there was like a Target. Like it was so, or like the surf shops, it was so limited. So yeah, at peak, like age 13, 14, you'd walk into town with your friends, you'd go to Factory. And yes, the cursed jelly shoe.
What color did you have?
I had clear.
Me too.
Which also, what a choice considering how dirty clear shoes get. Yeah. Like you think white shoes get dirty?
Mm-hmm.
Wait till you wear clear shoes.
Yeah.
They are foul. I'm like, ooh.
I think something I've remembered as well is how sweaty
your toes used to get.
Your feet would get and like they would slide around in them.
It's because they're plastic. they were like, I don't even know how to if you've never worn jelly shoes, I don't even know how to describe the texture of them to someone who hasn't experienced it. It's like, I can't even think of a similarity.
No. They're firmer than Crocs. Mm-hmm.
But it's a very... And the minute you get a drop of sweat in there, though, because they're basically just like plastic.
Yeah. Mine, I left in the sun.
Do they melt?
No, they didn't melt, but they just went really hard. So I had to throw them out.
Yeah, your soft jellies went hard.
Jellies that are not jelly like
jelly
that
are not jelly. Jellies that are just straight up solids.
Oh, but yeah, they had a big push. They had a big push. What year would it have been? I think
it was like 2013.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2012, 2013. I vividly remember buying them in like year 8.
Which that was also the time of skater skirts.
Petrolin tops.
Yeah, anything from City Beach. Who here got around City Beach?
Unfortunately. And when we came to Perth, it was like stock up because we didn't have a city. We had a City Beach in Bunbury maybe.
Mm.
But like it was like you go to Perth and you get to see the big city beaches. But man, the chokehold Factory and City Beach had on the early 2010s. Kill me now.
Mm-hmm.
Kill me now. What were we thinking? The tiny cut-off denim shorts. Do you remember?
Very distressed as
very
well.
Very distressed. Very, it actually gives me like PTSD thinking
and
about it.
As a 12-year-old wearing those sorts of things.
So little. Such little shorts.
Mm-hmm. What else? I can think of City Beach and just think of so many like
fashion
trends.
I
feel like
I wore a lot of floral at that time. Like jelly shoes, short denim, distressed shorts and like floral. Like mm-hmm. That was like – and
ooh. Memory unlocked.
Yeah, I know. Oh. And then to top it off, you'd chuck on a pair of like colored – sunglasses.
Ray-Bans.
Or, in my case, Ray-Ban knockoffs.
Yeah, same.
Yep. Same. Go to Factory that have, like, red sunnies. I was, like, the peak of fashion. Peak right there. I'm going to buy me some red sunnies.
Did you ever wear the spin-top hats? The ones, and they were multicolored with the little, like, helicopter. Did you wear those?
Did you?
I think I got mine for free at the Royal Show, though.
At what age? Because
my mum wouldn't let me get it.
At what age?
Oh, I hate to say that it would have been a similar time to the
City jelly
Beach.
Shoes. Yeah. I love that. Maybe that just didn't make us. Not all the trends got down to Busselton. I feel like we just really got
I don't think that was a trend. I don't think that was a trend, though.
Alex, I was trying to make you feel better.
Oh. one that I am particularly embarrassed about, and I think it covers another general trend, but Supre.
Do you know what I actually have beef with right now? Supre now. How dare they? How dare in the 2010s they give us neon, animal print, headbands, the Supre bags you were so proud to sport at phys ed class, and the girls now get Skims dupe. They get, or like, have you been to a Supre lately?
No.
They actually have like, just, they have decent basics. They have like, it's honestly, you would not even think it's the same store. Like, I can't even express what Supre looked like in the 2000s and the 2010s. It was an assault of the eyes walking into a Supre. It was.
Oh my God.
Don't you agree?
Yeah.
Fluoro, animal print. It was so big. There was so, I get overwhelmed.
Yeah, that's thinking where about it. One dance school that I used to be at, we bought all our a lot of our costumes from there.
Yeah, hip hop numbers. Mm-hmm. They'd be like, go and buy something fluoro, go to Supre, like pick something out.
Mm-hmm. What did you ever wear galaxy leggings?
I probably did. They were a big thing. What was this time in fashion?
And like just metallic leggings.
Metallic as well. Leggings. The gold. I think I had gold ones.
I had silver.
Oh.
Do you wear George, silver now? George Emery and I have a photo.
You do not.
We do.
I need to see this.
Do you want me to find it?
Yeah, go on.
Oh, God.
Did you both have silver? Did you have matching
metallics?
She had
gold. I had silver. It was for a party, but I'll be honest, we did wear it out the day after we went out somewhere and wore them out.
Oh my gosh, I can see you two doing that. You're so funny.
Oh, I know where it is. She posted a photo of it.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
I'm switching between accounts. Sorry.
No, it's all right.
You keep going while I find this photo because it's unhinged.
I don't know. I think I might have worn them, but maybe for like a dance competition. But also Busselton was a really small place. So I feel like, I don't know if they ever
really took off.
Oh, yawn.
Yeah, big yawn. Sorry. Whoopsies. I hope you enjoyed that. I don't know if they ever took off in Busselton. Metallic leggings.
Are you ready?
Oh, okay. No,
you can only see. Mm-hmm. Oh, hers weren't gold. They were black and silver. You have to hold it because it's from my story. That bottom left hand.
Oh my gosh. You need to screenshot this so we can put this in an Instagram post. Please. What icons. Look how little you were.
What
really makes this for me? The fact not only are you wearing metallic leggings, you're both wearing baggy boho tops and... Alex, you have in a side plait. And Georgia has in a side ponytail. This is
side ponytails.
This may be one of the most 2010 photos I've ever seen in my life.
We need a little.
And I love it.
Of the photo.
I love it. I'm so here for it.
Yeah. But side ponies, that was a thing, hey?
Side ponies. And you know what I am really grateful for? That I wasn't like... I think I was like a tween at this time, you know, like I wasn't quite at like full teen status, but then again, full teen status wasn't much better for me. It just was a really bad time. Like I see what girls wear now and I'm like,
oh,
you don't even know our struggles.
Have you seen those memes out there where it's me when I was 12 years old and it's doing like SingStar videos or... those Apple iMovie ones, yes, where you pretend you're on a roller coaster,
so,
and then it's like girls these days and they're like
yep, TikToking, yep, no stopping, dancing, driving,
ride at my pony, you know.
Yep. And like, oh my gosh, I will say, although the denim shorts were terrible and although the jellies were terrible, I am so glad I'm not a teen in the time of low rise skirts and pants.
Oh man,
the dysmorphia that would have given me as a teen. Can't even.
Why
imagine.
Are the 2000s coming back?
I don't know, but I did see the other day someone put a dress over jeans, and I was like, that is something we cannot bring
Zara,
back.
In Zara the other day, like in the women's section, there were, can you call them jean shorts? But like they were long pants and they had a skirt over them.
No.
Mm-hmm. I kid you not. Oh my goodness. Saw and Jen and I were mortified.
That better not come back.
Because I did that in primary school. Here you go. Another childhood trend, wearing your flared school tights underneath your skirt, because then you could go on the monkey bars upside down and not be worrying about flashing.
Yeah, your knickers.
Your little knickers. Your knickers. My Bonds knickers.
Oh, my gosh. Bonds. That's another one. Yeah.
Okay. Were you ever a Rip sticker or a Power Winger?
Okay. I desperately wanted to be. But imagine adult me as a child. I wasn't allowed because I one time went on my brother's skateboard and I gave myself a concussion. So after that, I was banned from
Four wheels.
Yeah. I was banned from all skateboards. My family was like, it's just not a good idea. I wasn't even moving. I was stationary. I was just standing on the board and it slipped out from underneath me and I smacked my head on the pavement. So my parents were like, yeah, let's not get a Rip stick. Which also, fair enough.
You could have power winged.
Was that the scooter?
Yeah.
I feel like I tried one.
It's a scooter and then it had the triangle.
Back. I feel I tried that once. I never tried a Rip stick. I was not allowed. But I think I tried a power wing. One of my friends had one. So like when I went to her house, I'd be like, hey.
Or penny board. Kind of the same thing as a skateboard. But they had a huge craze.
Tons of my friends had them. And I was like, I want a skateboard. And my mum was like, Grace, I love you. But no, it's your liability.
I love you. And because of that,
no. Yeah. So I was like, fair enough. So yeah, I would just like walk by my friends as they rode their pennies in town. Anyways,
I'm going to guess Heelys were a no for you. Ellen, the shoes that had the wheels in them.
Once again, I loved them. I just never got them. Now that I think, I was never really given a reason. Ellen had them. I did not have them. But I've been like this forever.
You've got some childhood trends that we need to catch you up on.
I know. Watch me rocking Heelys now.
Well, I didn't ever have the actual Heelys with the shoes that have the wheels in them. Mum didn't let us get them. She's like, why would I buy you shoes that have wheels in them? You should be walking.
But so you didn't have Heelys either.
Well, we had a special version.
A knockoff version?
No, from Kmart. I remember going in and they are clip-ons. So you put them on and you could strap them on to the end of your shoe. So they had the two wheels and they lit up, but it was like two wheels on either side of your shoe. And then there was like a elastic strap that you would then lock it into and then you would walk and go. Phew.
Oh my goodness.
So we had those ones, which they were great, but I was mortified to wear them, well, to use them in public.
Because they're not Heelys.
They're not.
They're strap-on Heelys. They are Heely dupes.
Yeah.
Heely dupe.
It's like you either have the real deal or you don't have them.
Do you know what I did have though? Moon boots. Did you? Do you not know about moon boots?
No.
Oh my goodness. Look them up right now. Go on your safari. Do yourself a favor. Look up moon boots. I was the coolest kid on the block with my moon boots. I can just tell you that. Yeah.
Oh my Lord.
Uh-huh. I don't know how I was not allowed to have a
skateboard.
Is that
right? Yeah.
No.
Oh.
No. They're like a toy. And they were like basically. Sorry, I said like. They were basically a. A boot that had 1,000 elastic bands underneath, and as you walked, you would bounce.
Oh, Alex. My God.
Alex. So this was my childhood.
We need to insert a photo of this as well.
Yeah.
I do not remember these.
These were iconic. They were on my Christmas list for probably a year and a half. And then my mum was like, all right, fine, we'll get you the moon boots. So.
And how often did you use them?
More than I'd like to admit, Alex. I would literally just like, but imagine me. At 10. Like, imagine me.
You just, like, take one step and, like, spring.
Remember how we talked about toddler walking? Mm-hmm. It was... Yes. In you can't see me, but I just did a very assertive nod. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Toddler waddle energy.
This reminds me of stilts. Do you remember doing stilts at school for the carnival games where they were just buckets and rope?
Yeah, it is a bit like that, except with elastic bands.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow.
My sister had a matching pair. We used to moon boot around the front yard together. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just like,
imagine driving past and seeing people do that today. That would be kind of fun, though.
Not even today. Like, imagine back then. You'd just be like, what the frig?
Oh. Okay, did you ever do this? This is a good one. Someone suggested when you'd punch out the lenses from the 3D glasses you'd get at the movies and just wear them everywhere just because.
Once again, I'm going to preach Busselton.
Definitely did that. You didn't do that?
Well, you had to give them back at the Busselton. You had to give them back at the Busselton movie cinema. We did if you went to the Perth movie cinema and then you got to keep them. And then, but there, that phase of wearing glasses that aren't glasses and didn't have lenses, like everyone did it. Everyone did it. Just glasses, just frames. So it's not even like, and you know what's funny? I specifically remember in school people coming in with these glasses and being like, oh yeah, like I got glasses on the weekend. And you're like, babe, I can see this. I can see. There is no frame. There's no lens in that frame. They're like, no, they're prescription. Like, I have a specific memory of someone from my school coming in and being like, I got glasses on the weekend. And I was like, there's no glass in the frame, so they're not glasses. But I love that you're making a fashion choice, but don't lie. Like, they're not glasses.
Oh, my God. That reminds me.
Did anyone at your school do that?
Probably. I can't recall any of my friends doing that and saying, I've got glasses.
Yep, they're prescription.
I did something kind of similar, but not with glasses, with a phone. So I wasn't allowed a mobile until year 7.
Yeah.
But my dad used to collect old mobiles to donate to charities. And I found the box and took one. And this would have been like, I think year 4, Alex, so 2008. Anyway, I found this and that was the era of flip phones. And you know the ones where you would open it and then you could have...
Oh, it's like horizontal?
Yeah.
The epitome of coolness. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I remember I found one of them and took it with me to school and year 4 and was telling people, I got a phone and... Someone said, can I have a look? Can I have a plate? And panicked me because obviously it didn't have a battery and it wasn't working. I just said, oh, I'm not allowed to turn it on during school hours.
Look at quick little 10-year-old Alex thinking on her feet.
But my dad found out, came home and said, I've counted. I know there's one missing. Cough it up.
Fine. Here's my phone.
Poor little Alex.
Had a little burner phone.
You know? But pretty quick thinking, yeah, to be fair.
Very quick thinking.
I'm not allowed to, you know, out in school.
Do you want to hear something that's also centered around a phone that's quick thinking?
Yeah.
So I didn't get a phone till year 9. I've got you beat there. Again, Busselton things. We all had bikes. We lived, everyone knows it. And at that time, Busselton was significantly smaller than it is now. So like everyone kind of knew everyone. So yeah, I didn't get one till year 9. And it was like a HTC... like third hand phone, like it was, yeah. Anyways, so I took this phone on our year 9 Canberra trip and they would take our phones at the end of the day so we couldn't like be up to no good, which I get it. This one day, I really didn't want to give up my phone. I wanted to play a game, the one game that I had on the HTC phone, because it was a brick. It was like, so me and my friend, who is a guy, and obviously we were staying in different parts of the camp, we called each other during phone pickup time. And I was like, oh, I'm just talking to my dad. And he was like, oh, I'm just talking to my mum. And so they went, because I was like, they're not going to remember to come back and get my phone if I'm talking to my dad.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend thought the same thing. So we stayed on the phone and they left us. So we got to keep our phones. Because we were like, oh, I'm talking to my dad. I'm talking to my mum. So we're both on the other end like, ha, 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 ha. Like, teenagers are deceptive. Man, I would never think of that now. I'd be like, oh.
True.
Yeah, what little liars. Wow. Yeah. Yours wasn't intentional. Like, you just had to quickly think on your feet. But I was like, ha, 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 I'm going to keep my phone.
As if you're 9.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
I know.
Crazy.
Just craving that. I didn't have a phone for so long. I'm like, you're not taking it.
I've got years to make up.
Yeah, I'm keeping my brick.
What else? Okay, did you ever wear... Vans or Dunlop volleys?
Yes, both.
Yeah.
Specifically volleys. I wore a lot of volleys. Like high top volleys.
I didn't have high tops.
I had high tops. Ankles. Yeah, I had high top volleys. I got them for a dance competition. Mm. Like they were like, oh, we're all going to wear. Like, yeah. So I got them and then I just wore them everywhere all the time. You know what else? Converse
are still like they've trended up and down, mm-hmm. where they've come back in and then go out. And...
I'm specifically talking about all black Converse.
Oh.
Remember the time when like people would wear just kind of like tennis shoes, like almost like they were canvas, you know,
yes.
But all black Converse gave off the, yes. exact same vibe. Yeah. So I had all black Converse.
Yeah.
But I also wore the canvas shoes, like the tie up canvas shoes.
Oh gosh.
It was such a gross time.
Okay. Oh. What about, let's talk more about toys or TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
What were some TV shows that you grew up with?
Hannah Montana. Can't Stop, Won't Stop. I watched a lot of Saturday Disney. Did you watch Saturday Disney? Yeah. It was all the vibes. My sister won the drawing competition one time on Saturday Disney. Uh-huh. She sent in a drawing and we sat there and we watched her picture come up on Saturday, like the most exciting time.
Did you win? She got the whole massive, yeah. those big prize
She
packs?
Got a massive prize pack. And I was just like, oh. Me with my art. Like, oh. I can't do anything.
Pick me now.
I am not. Yeah. Saturday Disney. Although you don't exist anymore.
Does it not?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Can't be.
Well, no, because they have ABC3 now.
Oh, that's not the same.
Yeah, because they always had Saturday Disney before Rage. Like they had Saturday Disney and then back to back Rage. The amount of Rage we had on DVD.
Really?
Like we had a DVD burner in our house so we could like record like DVDs from the TV. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we used to record Rage. So then we would play it instead of a CD like at night. We were just like, boop.
Mm-hmm. How crazy that we used to use VCRs and Walkmans,
mm-hmm.
to listen
Portable
to music.
Portable DVD players.
I used to have a CD player. That's how I would listen to music.
Same. The other time I gave myself a concussion as a child, I was dancing. I had my own CD player. Very exciting time when I got handed it. It was like the family one, but then we got a new one, so I got it. I was dancing to Hilary Duff's Metamorphosis album on a plastic chair in my room, and I literally like smacked down so hard, but worth it for Hilary Duff. I loved her. Lizzie McGuire.
Look, I not unpopular opinion, but I didn't really watch Lizzie McGuire growing up. No, I was more of that was probably older years, but initially it would be like Play School, Brum, mm-hmm. big Brum
big
fan.
Big Brum fan. I really liked Bear in the Big Blue House.
Yes.
Really? Like when he gets all,
yeah.
up close.
The snips.
I've just always had a thing with bears. I just love bears.
Is that your spirit animal?
Brother Bear. I loved Brother Bear, the movie. Have you ever seen Country Bears?
No.
It is the weirdest movie. It is so weird. We watched it as adults. Like Ellen, her partner, Emma.
Country Bear. Is it animated?
It is the weird. Look it up. It is the weirdest. It's the weirdest movie.
Have you watched Yogi Bear? Have you watched that movie?
No, but I'm going to now just because you said bear.
Oh, you should. It's funny. What else did I watch? Beethoven. Did you ever watch that?
No.
The dog?
Yes. I've heard a lot about it though, but I never watched it.
Oh, now it's all just flooding back to me.
Mm-hmm. I loved Disney. Mm. I am not a person who loves like scary movies. So, no. Like, any childhood movie that you could consider a bit like...
What the heck?
It is nightmare fuel. I don't know why I loved this movie so much.
The Country Bears?
Honestly, Ellen, Emmett, and our friend Chris watched it together, and they were like, Grace, like, this is alarming. Like, how is it? And it was my favorite movie as a child.
Country Bears?
It is. Honestly, Alex, we'll have to watch it. I'm pretty sure I bought it because... of this movie night we had.
Is there death in it?
No, it's just such a weird plot. It's like this family adopts this bear. It's
Disney.
Yeah. It's it's so funny. We'll have to honestly, let's watch it and okay. Then we can review it.
Okay.
It's yeah, I've been told though it's pretty hard to get through. It's okay. A really bad movie. Okay. Like it's just not very well made.
But would you be excited to watch it again if I said to you, I'm coming over and we're going to watch Country Bears?
Yeah.
Well,
my heart was a little bit broken when Ellen and Chris watched it, and I'm like, Grace, what is this? And I'm like, oh.
Well, maybe I will like it.
And there's a song in it too. There's like, oh, there's like a big like dance scene. So funny.
Okay, anyways, I'm going in with an open mind.
Ready to prove my friends wrong.
What else did I watch? Yeah, well, Saturday Disney was a big one. Mm-hmm. Blue Water High. Stoked.
Yes. Total Drama.
Yes.
Total Drama Island. Yep. Yeah, just on the line of stoked.
Yeah.
Movie. I don't know if this is a controversial opinion because I feel like when you talk to people, they either love or hate this movie. Cat in the Hat.
Oh. Fear. Okay.
Really? Do you know I went as Cat in the Hat for book week last year? I've got legitimate videos.
I'm fine now. It's yeah. Okay. But, and Meg and I both have this same, really? We both were frightened. That if you look at my Instagram bio,
Cat in the Hat PTSD
member club. Of the Cat in the Hat PTSD club.
And I did see that Meg had the same one. And the same thing. I was like, what?
We both changed it.
I was like, what is this about?
We couldn't believe. We figured it out last year that we both were traumatized. We were traumatized. I was so scared. It's because we went to Garden City one day and at Dimmix they had a book signing and someone was dressed up in like a full big suit. Freaked me the bejesus out.
You know what?
I ran off and so much so in, I think, pre-primary, we were watching the like movie at school and I couldn't, but... I also was so addicted to the TV as a kid that I just like couldn't sit there playing while everyone was watching the movie. So I ended up just kind of watching it and then joining them and getting over it. So it was a good thing in the end, but...
Exposure therapy.
Yeah. But there you go.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. And that I just said that was one of my favorites. I love Cat in the Hat.
I would watch it again now.
I think we should do a double feature. Cat in the Hat, Country Bears.
All of Dr. Seuss's things are a bit wacky.
I love...
The Grinch.
You know what, though? Again, The Grinch is one of my favorite movies.
Really?
Yeah. I think I was just a bit weird like that. Like all those random movies. I was like, this is the best.
Did you ever watch Coraline? The one with
didn't
the...
Didn't like that.
Okay.
The button eyes.
That's too far. Yeah.
It's a no. It's a no from me.
I never went to watch it.
I watched it once and I was like, I don't enjoy this. I don't enjoy the idea of some random family like persuading me to come and live with them and locking me in the attic and sewing buttons into my face. Like, what?
That's messed up.
Tim Burton, what are you doing? That's traumatizing. I should put that in my bio. Coraline, member of the Coraline PTSD club.
If we find one person out there that likes that movie, I'd like to know what it is that they like. Well, what it is that they liked about
it. I'm going to ask my friends. I'm going to say, do any of you like Coraline? Mm-hmm. And I'll do some targeted research and I'll bring it back. This person liked it. Crazy psychopath trait.
toys. Tamagotchi. That's a big one.
So funny. My mum actually replied to this story that we put up.
Yes.
Saying Tamagotchi because they were the bane of her existence because we made her regret Father Christmas ever bringing those to us because we got them for Christmas one year and we were obsessed with them not dying so much so that we forced her to take them to work with her and feed them. And so she'd be at school and they're like on the trolley. Me, 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 me.
Did you get multiple, like on one lanyard?
I think we both had one, but she had to take care of Ellen and mine during the day. So she'd be in class. Me, me, me. Miss, what's that? Oh, sorry. I just have to feed my kids a Tamagotchi. My children run my life.
My children's children.
My children are traumatizing me. I'm on grandma patrol at the moment for the Tamagotchi. But yes, love Tamagotchis.
They were big.
But I'm also so scattered that mine just died. So many Nintendogs.
Yeah.
Nintendogs. Speaking of things that die, Nintendogs.
Oh. My favorite part of Nintendogs was either washing them or taking them for a walk and cleaning up their poo. That was my favorite part of it.
Now you get to live your reality with your own dog.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Do you love picking up his poo?
I love picking up Cleo's poo.
Love it.
It's the exact same.
It's my favorite job.
Yeah, just get my stylus and go.
Speaking of DSs, Mario Kart.
Yeah.
I love Mario Kart. We didn't have it on, like, the PlayStation.
We didn't have Wii or.
We did not have a Wii. We had a PlayStation.
We had PlayStation and we do SingStar, but we didn't have Xbox or Wii.
Neither did we. It was always,
I want to go to this person's house so I can play Wii Sports.
Right. Wii Fit. Do you know what's actually traumatizing about Wii Fit though? When you'd stand on that thing. Do you remember it used to like tell you about your. No. When you'd like setting up for Wii Fit, it would like tell you about your body.
Oh, no. I don't.
Oh, I remember that because you'd be like. I don't even remember what it used to say. I just remember hating that part of it, like getting it set up at the start. Traumatizing.
I just choose like the weirdest and wackiest like looking characters.
Yeah, love. I loved the Wii. And yeah, anytime I got to go to my friend's house who had one.
Bowling.
Oh, yeah.
The bowling was fun. Bowling and tennis or golf. Huh. The golf. And it would vibrate as well in your hands. Mm-hmm.
Do you know what really bugged me about Wii? When I would do Just Dance, I am not a person that goes like half at it for Just Dance. Yes. I go full out. And remember there were some people that figured out that if you just did the hand movements, you could get the points.
Yeah.
The anger I feel inside for someone doing half the dance just to get the points. Cheater. It's like on SingStar when my sister, we used to sing this like, Black Eyed Peas song and it would get to the rap and it's like and she would literally just go and she'd get all the points and I was like
you're not doing it.
Many sibling arguments in our house. That's cheating, what are you doing? And she's like
I relate to that with the dancing though because we both dance growing up so we would take it seriously and want to do the move properly so when you would do it with someone that just would move it and they would beat you, infuriating.
Yep. You didn't even try. What? Why are we here? Why are we here? What's the point? I should just leave. We should play Just Dance together. I feel like that'd be a great pairing. Do you know what I did? Time Zone though, that dance game with the feet. Yeah. That's great too.
I just had that exact, we're just pinging here. Yeah. Pinging. Like that movie with, Joey King. What's it called?
It's called Kissing Booth.
Kissing Booth.
I know, we're you on the same. You and I
can have our Kissing Booth.
Absolutely.
Dance stepping moment. There's a Time Zone in Vic Park, isn't there? And Carina.
And Kennington. Ah. Well, there's an iPlay in Kennington, but it has the game.
Yes.
Yep. I think we should definitely do that. get vids for the potty Instagram
and
page.
Stars. Well, we can do Just Dance and Sing
we
Star.
We were actually talking to one of the trainers at our gym about this morning because she has Sing Star at her house, and we said we are going to come over. Alex is going to bring the High School Musical, and we're just gonna blast it out together. I'm so excited. It's gonna be great.
High School Musical is iconic.
I actually at
Disney movie.
Yeah, when I was getting ready with my friends last night, we actually were singing High School Musical all during Priest. I have video evidence. I'll show you later.
What is your favorite High School Musical
song? Don't
ask
me that, Alex. Oh my gosh.
Okay, well, can you pick which is your favorite movie? 1, 2, or 3?
I think 3.
The ending?
Yeah. What about you?
I think it would be 2 or 3.
Mm.
1 is just so good.
Yeah.
And I love looking back at baby Zac Efron yes. with the hair. But I think the songs, I do like the songs and the setting of number 2.
Yeah.
With the Oonanooka Nooka Nooka.
Akawa'a. Halamini-hoo. Yeah. No, don't worry, I'm fully.
I love
Miley Cyrus was
that.
In the end frame.
She was in
and
it.
And I literally would like, with my DVD player at home, pause play. Pause play.
Hey, bada bada, hey, bada bada, swing.
I got to just do my thing. No. I may have changed my vote. I love 2 and 3. Like they, but I love them all.
They are.
I love them all. Yeah, like I would happily sit and watch all 3 High School. I'm probably going to do that this afternoon
tonight.
Now.
Me too.
I'm going to go home and watch all the High School Musical
Sorry,
movies.
Sorry, Liam, he's coming Sorry. Over for dinner and we're watching High,
we're
School,
watching
Musical.
High School Musical. Creating space between us. Liam, be Troy.
I think he likes.
Put on the karaoke version.
Yeah. Oh yeah. We have Sing Star.
Yeah, no,
we'll
but
sing
no,
along.
But
we'll
no,
do
no,
the sing-along.
There's the sing along version. Like, and they put the lyrics up on the screen, like it's karaoke.
Yeah,
because that's what I used to do all the time.
I need to do that actually.
Yeah, it's so good.
Did you? What about The Lion King?
Cried.
Yeah,
every time, tears.
Bambi.
I actually never saw Bambi.
That's a crier.
It is. I'm sure it is when Bambi's mum dies. I've heard about it, but man.
The Lion King soundtrack, though, is also so good.
Hakuna Matata.
Have you
my
seen the
soundtrack
live show?
For life. Yes, it was amazing.
Really?
Yeah, it was really, really good. It was cool the way they made all the animals and stuff, and everyone was on stilts, and yeah, it was just crazy, but it was great.
Okay, I've got one more topic idea for our mm-hmm. throwbacks.
Yep.
Like sayings or, like I said, lingo. Did you ever say swag?
Yes. I also do want to, Alex, I'm really shaming myself here.
What? Something else?
Swag demon. Something Ellen and I used to say to each other was like, illy waffle.
What does the waffle stand for?
I don't know.
Nothing. Oh my God.
Oh, we used to like.
I'm going to address you like that now.
Illy waffle.
Oh my God, why did I do that?
What's another one? Oh, peace to the Middle East. Go planet.
I know.
Alex, it's so bad. But you know what also some of these phrases ended up being? I started saying them ironically, like as an adult, like some, like lol.
Yeah,
or lol. Slay.
What else? Peeps. Some of the sayings these days, nosh. Mm.
What does nosh mean?
No she. I was going to go, no shquack.
Quack.
Nosh. Jen says that with such a tude as well.
I'm so old.
What about, did you ever say QWERTY?
No, what does that mean?
Because it's just... like weird, I think.
QWERTY.
If you look at your keyboard, see QWERTY, QWERTY. Ruffle.
Ruffle. Yeah, rolling on the floor laughing.
Mm-hmm.
LMAO.
LMFAO.
Oh my gosh, LMFAO. That was a wild time. Everyone got around that too. Them.
One of my friends saw him at the Australian Open. He was there,
yeah.
Still afro and everything.
He looks exactly the same, but I'm like, what have you been doing?
Champagne showers.
What? Champagne showers. What?
Shake.
Yeah.
Shake. Shake that bottle and make it.
I loved this.
We did that in year 12. That was like an iconic thing we did in year 12.
My goodness.
We were allowed music in our courtyard where all that the year 12s would
That's
sit.
That's crazy.
We were allowed to play music and...
You pay LMFAO.
Throughout our final year, we would often like play music out loud and all dance or... Yeah.
I don't know why that isn't working. My straw stopped working. I don't know why.
Soggy?
Yeah, maybe. Anyways, I'm going to take a sip.
Sippy sip of water in a cocktail glass.
I know. You gotta make life fun. Well, I left my emotional support cup at school. Sad.
Mine's here.
Lol.
Bigger than life.
Bigger than life. I love that you put the LSKD to the camera. You're twitching
my
over here.
Okay, no. My mum actually said to me, so if you do, you know, your podcast and it becomes popular, are you going to get free things or are you going to get endorsed? And I said, well
Grace is
that's not why we're doing this, but that would be a nice benefit.
Yeah, lovely. It's...
And she goes, well, I get free stuff.
Maybe, Mum, maybe
Kath. Only if you feature Cathals.
Yeah.
Cathals, that's her name.
I call...
Cathals or catheter?
Catheter. Oh, my gosh. My mum is Jussie.
Jussie.
Yeah, Jussie.
We can get Jussie and catheter on the body.
Jussie and catheter to just sit right here. We'll just be over there.
Oh, we can just do a, like fast forward in time and get them to do it and pretend they're us. Now, that's an interesting idea.
They're going to listen to this and be like, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, so funny.
How long have we been going for now?
I have no idea because this does it in seconds, not minutes. So it says like 1903. Anyways, whatever.
Oh, I can't math that.
I can't math that.
Do we have any other topics? I mean, yeah, we said some phrases, TV shows, any songs?
Songs.
Or even stationary. Smiggle was a big
thing. The chokehold Smiggle had us all in.
The scented erasers, the hard case. I think Smiggle's still quite big these days for kids.
You know, like as a teacher, I don't see a lot of Smiggle. I don't, but also I teach like kindy, so it's a bit different.
Yeah. Oh, Diva and like Equip. What? The jewelry stores.
Diva. I do remember Diva. But Equip?
Yeah, it was EQUIP. It's basically like Diva.
Or like Louisa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lavisa?
Lavisa. I don't know.
Anyway.
But did you have the spiky ball earrings and the zip earrings and the really long like pendulum necklaces?
Do you know what?
And chokers.
Do you know what? Uh-oh. Was like everywhere down south. What? The owls.
Yeah.
The owl necklaces. And they were massive.
What was it?
Why? I don't know. I don't know what it was.
Did you have one?
Yes.
I didn't have one, but I remember it was a big thing.
I even had, Alex, you're going to die. I even had a purse. I had a purse that said on it.
Oh, God.
I know. It was like a quote. And it was like, dance in the rain or like. Inspirational quote purses. Do you know what I mean? Inspirational quotes.
Aww.
Like remember that time and you'd walk in and every house had a sign that was like.
Oh, we had one. It was Jesus said, do to others as you would have them do to you.
And what like,
I mean,
the one that.
I get it. Yeah. I like, I have an opinion about that. No, I more believe like.
This,
it would be like treat others how they want to be treated.
Yeah. But yeah.
Because how I want to be treated is going to be different to how you might want to be treated.
Yeah. Yeah.
True. Sorry. Back to inspirational quotes though.
Yeah.
Did you have one in your?
We would have. I can't specifically think of one that comes to mind, but definitely we would have had them. Or like the, do you know what comes to mind for me? Is like the, a house is for. Self-expression, not good impression. Like when you'd walk into someone's house and it would say something like that, or it would be like beach vibes, or like, like those ones that would be like, eat, sleep, beach, repeat.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, or on the doormats, it would have them.
Oh my
I just...
It'd be something silly. I don't even know. Like, people welcome... People welcome here. Yep. Or, like, dogs welcome here, yeah, or something.
It would be just so random.
On the topic of inspirational quotes, so did you ever have a Lorna Jane down in Busso?
There was one in Bunbury, I think.
Did you remember the shirt, like all of the running tops, yes, with the inspirational, yes, quotes, yes, of I had so many of them.
I did not. Like, but where it would they say, were like, the peak of fashion at our dance studio.
It would say, catch me if you can, like, oh my back. Or we'll run for chocolate, or oh still we'll gosh, run for chocolate. Still we'll run for
chocolate. Not much has changed.
Those things.
Yeah. Like, and JJ's.
JJ's. I never shopped there, but I do. But it still exists.
It does. But like, remember, everyone would like, remember when they would do like five shirts for $10 and you'd, there were the just most, they were just weird graphic shirts, mm, and everyone, graphic shirts, like, what was that? Like, I'm like, I don't think I have a shirt right now that has anything on it. I wear basic tees only, like, pretty much. Like, I'll have, or it will have, like, a little logo.
Yeah.
Or, like, you know, like, when you have, like, a seed top and it's, like, written in there.
Yeah.
But the Garfield shirts, like, the, you know, like, you'd walk, you'd see, like, random.
Tweety Bird and...
It was just...
They're still out there.
It those. Is actually triggering to me. Like, I'm like, I've got goosebumps. Ick. Like, it's, an ick. It's an ick for me. No. I mean, no. Sorry. I should say that this time is an ick for me. Like, this time in fashion and, like, pop culture history. Yes.
You mean trends the 2010s. At the moment right now?
No, the 2010s. The fluoro. The graphic shirts.
Just having
the
colored skinny jeans. Skinny I had a mint pair of, yeah, mint.
Oh, yeah, because colored skinny jeans. I think I had yellow. Red. I think I had yellow, like Tweety Bird yellow skinny jeans. Oh. Alex, like, this stuff haunts me. Like, and you know, you, so you get like, but flashbacks.
We loved it at the time. At Isn't the time. It crazy? I think the whole point of this is, well, not the point of it.
Yeah.
When you think about it, at that time, though, like, we were so happy. We felt mm-hmm. like we belonged.
Absolutely. But I think fashion and culture is so like that. Like, fashion especially is cyclical. Like, right now is just an insane time in fashion. I have had a conversation with my friends about this. There is 90s stuff still happening. There's trends from the 2000s. There's trends from the 80s. We're moving into 2010s. There is like random bits of stuff. Because look, you went into Zara. You saw the pants.
Yeah.
You saw the pants.
Yeah, that's true.
Addison Rae wears feather extensions in her hair sometimes. Crocs. Everyone's wearing Crocs.
Yeah.
Headbands.
All of the like those layered like skirts, mm-hmm. that chiffon. It is. It's all coming back in, right? Crazy. I think though, what I love about now, yeah. being in our 20s, obviously you look back on your childhood,
mm-hmm.
and all those trends, and yeah, there's that, it's funny to laugh at and reminisce,
mm-hmm.
but now I'm so glad to be in my 20s, because mm-hmm. whilst there's trends out there, like, I'm in a place where we get to choose,
absolutely.
Like, what we like invest into,
yep.
and like identify, like create your identity with. Whereas as a kid, you're learning that, you're figuring it out. I think I've only just figured it. Well,
I still think I'm figuring it out.
I only feel like now I have it partially figured out. It's never fully figured out though.
Absolutely not. And I think it's one of those things that kind of transitions with you as you get older, but I feel much less inclined to be doing the exact same thing everyone else yeah. is doing. Like, I feel much less pressure on
doing different things.
Yeah.
But no, so okay. I can say that in a better way. It is more empowering to me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Making a choice that isn't as common, or yeah, saying no to those low rise
I refuse to mini wear skirts. Low-rise pants and mini, even pants. I don't like low-rise, and I'm okay with that. I'm fine. You will never catch me in low-rise jeans. It's not for me, mm-hmm. and that's okay.
Same.
Mid-rise, yeah, sometimes, mm-hmm. but low-rise, never.
Mm-hmm. Same.
Never.
Same.
I don't ever want to be worried that my bum crack is out.
But even now, like, I think I could do skinny jeans,
mm-hmm.
but it would be for a certain look.
Yeah.
But it would be with knee-high boots yep. and like a bigger top
yep.
or something. I yep. wouldn't wear it every single day.
Yeah.
But there's time times. And place.
Yeah, absolutely. No, but even I did see in Fashion Week last year, there was more skinny jeans. And it's so interesting because I think we're coming, as a society, we're coming to a point that the influence of that industry is becoming less and less, which is very interesting because usually, say, I read up on this at the time because I just found it so interesting. Usually when something will come up at like Fashion Week, you will see progressively in the next few weeks, huge increases of sales in that item because they have such a big influence on the economy and what people are buying. No one wanted skinny jeans. So no one went and bought them. And it was so interesting that was reflected, even though they put it out. And usually that is like, all right, that's what's in right now. So let's go and do it.
Well,
no one wanted it.
That, I think, such a good point there, where once upon a time when designers would bring things out, it was almost assumed, okay, that's the trend to follow. Whereas nowadays, designers put things out. I think it's more about who they're inviting and who then wears those things.
Absolutely.
We look at those
people.
Those people are celebrities.
Influencers. Yeah.
And we look to them to see what the next trend is, absolutely. Right?
Kim Kardashian is a great example. Skims, huge. Mm-hmm. Anything she brings out is like liquid gold. Alex Earl, same thing. Like, there are people that just have such big influence, and when you see them wear something, you're like, that's what's next.
Yeah.
And it's so interesting that designers aren't those people anymore. Well, they, you know, obviously they have to design the clothes for them yeah. to wear, but it's kind of like imbalance has yeah. changed. Yeah. Yeah.
They almost rely on them.
Yes.
Those celebrities, yes. those personalities to show their brand and mm-hmm. sell it.
Absolutely. And that's why you look when these really big people become ambassadors of brand, like Kim Kardashian would say Balenciaga. Mm.
Oh, that's yeah. like, that's, I was about to say iconic, not iconic. That's
controversial. Absolutely. But that's a great example of that is like Balenciaga went through a lot of controversy and they really needed someone like Kim to sign on to kind of.
All of the comments on her page, I was reading it the other day. It's just all disgust
yeah.
people.
Yeah. I'm just not surprised. I was disgusted.
Yeah. But, anyway.
But very interesting.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of it's a, yeah. Yeah.
I feel like it's kind of a good way to finish.
Yeah.
Like summarizing like.
Yeah.
Where those trends.
Where it was and where we are now.
Yeah. Where they've gotten to, mm-hmm. where they've gotten us to now.
Mm-hmm.
So grateful, very grateful for them because it just brings so many laughs back. I'd encourage you if you've had a down day and just need to have a laugh or anything like with reminiscence, that's proven therapy.
Yeah.
That's why like in residential homes, they make like photo albums or you have reminiscence talks with residents because talking back about the past, you know, you can.
Yep. You mean like aged care?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But I think even in general, like talking about all of these funny things now, I'm like, oh, so it's just feel good, right?
Such good self-care activity. Do it with your friends. So much fun.
Yes.
Be even better if we had a glass of that rosé.
We had the photos to go with it.
Oh, my gosh.
I still need to see you in these moon boots.
I don't actually think there's evidence. I don't think anyone would have taken photos. I don't think my mum would have recorded me. I think she would have been like, no one wants to see this.
We need to have some a home video as well session because we have a lot of home videos.
We don't have a lot, but the ones we have are funny. Like we've got a few, but I was just chaotic as a child. Like I was
really what that's.
we should talk about how we were as children in an episode.
Oh God, oh Lordy.
I've got some time.
We'll save that for next time. Save that for another
time. Yeah. Oh. All right. Well, thank you for listening to Ep 2 of Gabfest.
Thanks.
It was great to have you listening.
Please give us feedback.
Yep.
Tell us how our ums and hms were.
Yep. So sorry if they were still up there. I was actively trying more, but I caught myself a few times. And then I was like,
same.
Stop it.
That's okay. It's one step better than last time. Absolutely. So hopefully that was noticeably better.
Yes.
With the towels as well all around as well. Yes,
I've DIY'd the space a little bit, so hopefully the sound quality is good too.
Oh my God, why do people do this?
Yeah. Text you when you're busy. Liam,
hey, when you finish the pod, want to give us a quick buzz?
Oh, bless him. Yes, to let you know you're watching High School Musical tonight, Liam. Perfect. Also, don't forget to follow us on Instagram and TikTok and follow the potty on Spotify so you get notified when we drop new episodes.
Yes, and we'll put out little stories in prep like a day or a couple of days beforehand. We're usually doing these on Sunday for what a little sneak peek of our topic is going to be. So then if we can have any input, we would love that.
Yes, absolutely.
Or even if you just shoot us messages of like ideas of things to talk about, we are all ears.
Yep, and we want to hear it. We want to see it. If you have something you want us to talk about, please let us know too, because I would love some input about. Yes. Yeah.
Well, thanks for letting us be in your ears.
Love that. Bye.
Bye. Oh, yours is damn girl, we were chatting away.
Fuck.
Of course I did that when we finished.
It's okay, we've still got it recorded.
On video.
Oh my God.
Okay,